Malibu.
She watched the doorway expectantly, her gaze leveled just above Zelda's shoulder. The movement, she saw, however, was waist high. She glanced down. Her mouth dropped open in astonishment. Her would-be client was about 10 years old. She blinked at the kid, whose sandy hair had been slicked back neatly. His face, with its smattering of freckles across the nose, had been scrubbed clean. His gray blazer and navy slacks looked as if they had come off the junior rack at Brooks Brothers. The stylish effect was completed by a perfectly knotted tie and a white dress shirt. Either this kid's summer camp had a rigid dress code, or he was practicing for Wall Street at a very early age. Judging from his earnest expression that whatever had brought him here was deadly serious to him, Kate held out her hand and formally introduced herself.
"I'm Kate Newton, Mr. Winthrop. What can I do for you?"
Huge brown eyes regarded her somberly.
"I'd like a divorce."
He said it in the same unemotional tone with which he might order vanilla ice cream, even though everyone knew he'd really prefer chocolate. Kate's composure slipped a notch. "Excuse me?" Uncertainty flickered in his eyes for just an instant.
"That's what you do, isn't it? You handle divorces?"
His voice began to regain a little of its earlier confidence.
"I read all about your last case in the paper. It sounded like you were good. A little rough on the husband, but generally quite good."
Kate was struck by the unexpected insightfulness from a pint-sized analyst who should have been playing zap-bang computer games.
"Thank you, but I'm afraid I don't quite understand. You seem..."
She fumbled for a word that wouldn't offend his determined dignity. She settled for blunt.
"It's just that most people who get a divorce are a little older.
Who exactly do you want to divorce?"
If this kid was married, she was giving up law, moving to a ranch in Montana, and raising sheep. She wanted nothing further to do with the human race.
"My father," he said.
His tone was filled with such regret that Kate felt something deep inside her shift. Maternal instincts she'd never known she possessed roared to life.
"I think we'd better talk, Mr. Winthrop. Why don't you have a seat over there on the sofa? How did you get here, by the way?"
"I'm supposed to be at a movie. Our housekeeper will pick me up."
Kate followed him to the conference area in her office and took a chair across from him.
"Okay, then. Why do you want to break things off with your father?"
She absolutely refused to use the word divorce again.
"Irreconcilable differences,"
he said in that formal tone that gave Kate the creeps.
"I see."
She nodded sagely and tried once more to gather her composure. Zelda's expression of barely controlled mirth wasn't helping. She glared at the secretary.
"You can leave us now."
"Sure, boss. Could I bring you something? A soft drink, perhaps?"
she said to the boy with as much deference as she would display toward an heiress. Zelda had had lots of practice with heiresses, but none that Kate was aware of with kids.
"Coffee," he told her, then added as if it was an afterthought. "With a lot of cream, please. And 3 sugars.
Kate, who drank her special blend Colombian coffee black to savor the taste and aroma, cringed. Still, she couldn't help admiring a kid who was so determined to present a mature impression. "Impression hell," she corrected. This boy was more polite than half the men she knew. He was sitting soldier straight on her sofa, even though the position looked awkward. His feet didn't quite reach the floor. There was none of the fidgeting that had driven her crazy with all of her sister's kids. This kid was so self-possessed, it was downright disconcerting. When Zelda had delivered the coffee, Kate regarded her prospective client soberly.
"Okay, why don't you tell me what this is all about?"
"I think it's fairly straightforward,"
he said, as if he'd been studying court documents for the proper wording.
"My father and I don't get along."
"In what way?" she asked, genuinely fascinated now by both his demeanor and his